Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the Islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome to the first ever episode of Right Here in Mass. I'm your host, Ashley Mason, and I'm thrilled that you're listening in to hear what we're all about and even more excited for you to stick around. Before I get into today's episode, I really wanted to lay the groundwork for you and share what exactly Right Here in Mass is. So just like I shared in the intro to this podcast episode, Right Here in Mass is a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From way up top in Williamstown to way down below in Nantucket, we'll be introducing you to businesses and organizations, entrepreneurs and executives, nonprofits and for-profits all around Massachusetts. With a one-of-a-kind podcast guest lineup, we can't wait for you to tune into our future episodes and hope that you enjoy listening to them as much as we enjoy recording them. But before we kick things off, let's back up and share who I am, what Massachusetts Business Network is, and how it started. So as I shared at the beginning of this episode, my name is Ashley Mason. I'm the host of Right Here in Mass, the podcast, and I'm also the founder of Massachusetts Business Network. A little bit about my entrepreneurial background is I started my marketing agency, Dash of Social, almost 6 years ago, as of the time of recording this episode, in September 2016. When I had started my business, it was just me. I offered just social media, hence the name where Dash of Social came from. I've always had a really big passion for entrepreneurship. And so being able to help tons of small businesses, not only just throughout Massachusetts, but also throughout the country has been something that I've really enjoyed. I ended up hiring my first team member probably about a year into my marketing agency. And as I onboarded more clients who had more needs and therefore kind of reached my own capacity, I started hiring on more team members as well. So now at the point of this recording, I have 8 team members that all work with me and my clients. We have probably about 60 clients that we work with each month, with the vast majority being right here in the Bay State. So it's super exciting to have a local clientele. So with Dash of Social, I grew it exponentially and organically. A lot of the clients that I've been able to get have been from social media, of course, since that's what I do. I've been able to leverage the power of building a community and interacting and engaging in Facebook groups that have really helped me to build my own business to where it is today. And that has really translated into how I'm able to help my clients build their businesses. In addition, I've really been able to grow my business thanks to networking and referrals. So a lot of what we offer is content marketing. That's really our sweet spot, where social media is definitely the top contender of services that we offer to our clients. But we also do a lot with marketing strategy, email marketing, and blogging. So that means with the services that we don't offer that we get a lot of inquiries about, such as search engine optimization, web design and development, branding, copywriting, whatever it may be, we're able to build strategic partnerships with those business owners who do offer those services so that we can refer business to them. And additionally, they can refer business to us. So we've been able to really build those awesome relationships with other professionals and business owners who can send our client, who can send their clients our way, and we can send our clients their way and really have that vice versa, mutually beneficial relationship between the two. But at the core aspect and foundation of being able to do this is the fact that we've just been able to get ourselves known, increase our visibility, and start building those strategic partnerships and relationships to really help boost those sales, drive in more revenue, and just get people to know who we are, what we do, and how we help. So because of my big passion for entrepreneurship and supporting small business owners and really being able to foster relationships and just bridge people together, it got me thinking about something like Massachusetts Business Network. Once the pandemic hit, it made me realize how much small businesses rely on their communities and vice versa. And so because of that, I started thinking, what can I do to help other business owners in the area? How can I help increase their visibility without them necessarily hiring my agency to do it for them? So on and so forth. And so I actually had the idea for Massachusetts Business Network at the start of 2020, but because of my own imposter syndrome and doubts and questioning if this is even worth it, or if I have the time for it, or if it's something that people even want, I've held off on actually doing the thing. But over the past two-ish years, probably a little bit more than 2 years now, that I've been thinking about this, this idea has just been coming back to me nonstop. I've been constantly thinking about it. As I become a part of all these different business organizations throughout Massachusetts and sit on the board of organizations, I've seen time and time again how important something like Massachusetts Business Network is for being able to really get your business or organization out there, start building credibility, drive people to your website, get them to know what it is that you offer, and so on and so forth. And so it really finally pushed me to end up doing this. So how exactly does Massachusetts Business Network benefit you, and what can you take advantage of? So Massachusetts Business Network has become the only media publication and visibility platform for the entire state that really presents you with the opportunity to share your story on a podcast just like this, publish your latest company news in our articles, list your business in our directory, promote open positions at your company through our job board, and so much more. So at the time of this podcast recording, we're actually going to be having phased launches of Massachusetts Business Network and rolling out all of these features throughout time. So right now, what we're starting with are the podcast, the articles, and our directory. So tell a little bit more about how those specifically work and how you can use them. We'll start with the podcast. So I would basically love to interview anyone and everyone who is within Massachusetts who either owns their own business or works for a company that's doing something really awesome, company or nonprofit. So no matter what city or town you're in, no matter what county you're in, I would love to hear from you and find the opportunity to share your story, share your mission, share your career, whatever it may be, with our listeners. So on our website, we have a contact form where you can submit a pitch to pitch yourself, or if you have a friend or colleague who would be an awesome fit, you're more than welcome to pitch or offer them as well. With these podcast episodes, they are produced weekly. We share them on our social media accounts and also to our email list. And we also give you promotional tools such as graphics and other assets you can use to share them with your own network. So anything you have going on that you think people absolutely need to know about, we'd love to hear from you. The second thing would be our article section of our website. So we would love to feature any business owner or individual or employee, whoever you may be, to really share your expertise and also what's happening within your company. So this blog, we're a little bit more specific on the content that we'll accept. So keep in mind that our audience is more of a B2B or business to business focus. So if you're a landscaping company, an article along the lines of 10 things you can do to keep your lawn super green all year round, although it may sound like an awesome topic, isn't necessarily something that our audience would really be interested in. We're really geared towards creating free or for a low price content to our audience that they can really take, use for their advantage, and help to learn and grow as a professional or as a business owner. So an example for that would be, if you are a landscaping company and you're the owner of it, on the flip side, you could do a post such as how to build and grow your own landscaping company. So as you can see, the difference between those two post topics is that the first post about lawn care tips really relates to kind of like a consumer, more of that B2C audience or just some individual, compared to the other blog post topic about how to start and grow your own landscaping company, more so speaks to the business professional who either has been thinking about starting a landscaping company but hasn't yet, and is looking for resources on how to do so, or on the opposite end, it may already be a landscaping company and wants to find resources on how to grow it. So really anything that's business focused that can help to provide value and really great advice and content to your audience. We also love to share company news. So if your company launched a new product, if they hired a new CEO, if they're expanding and adding another location within Massachusetts, those are absolutely the things that we would love to feature within those articles. With these articles, please note that in order for them to be published, there are a few things to keep in mind, with one being that the article already has to be written. So we only publish articles that have been written by the author and have been submitted to us. We don't write articles outright. So that's something important to note. We do have the right to edit the article as we see fit. So if we see spelling or grammar mistakes, or if we find it to be a little bit promotional, because it's really the whole point of this blog is to provide value, not necessarily promote yourself all the time. We do have the right to edit that. The blog must be original, so it must not be published anywhere else. And also with the blog post, we do have the right to turn it away. So if we don't feel that it's a fit for our audience, not every blog post that's submitted will be published, but of course we will share that with you and also communicate with you to perhaps find a way to tweak it a bit so that it is a good fit for our audience so we can publish it. So again, that's a big part of what we do, is being able to publish articles that are submitted to us by professionals and business owners throughout the state and really help to boost their visibility. Again, it does have to be an article that you write yourself, but if you'd like to hire us to write it for you, that is absolutely an option as well. And you can reach out to us through our contact form to learn more about that process. And the third one is getting your business listed in our directory. So our directory features many businesses and categories throughout the entire state of Massachusetts. And you can actually get really granular with how you filter the directory and your listing. So if you'd like to search for a specific region of Massachusetts, if you'd like to look for a different industry or specific niche to look for, if you would like to focus on businesses and organizations that are LGBTQIA owned or women owned or anything like that, you're able to do that with your search. When you're adding your free listing, you can do the same as well. What you'll see when you go to our directory is that we have two different options for listings. So we have a free version, which allows you to add a little bit of basic information about your company and how people can contact you. While with the paid version at a very low price for a great value, you can add so much more information about your organization, what it is, how people can find you online, and all of that good stuff. So although I may be biased, it's definitely a good choice to opt for that low price listing option so you can get your business out there and start building some awareness and driving people back to your website. Those are the three main things that we have listed here on Massachusetts Business Network. But to give you a sneak peek of what will be added over the next few months, I imagine, we'll be adding your open positions at your company to our job board. So we will have a job board where you can list any position you have open, whether it's hybrid, remote, full-time, part-time, any industry, any company, you have the option to do so. So you'll be able to get it there. So that way you can kind of help in your hiring process, because as of right now, it's something that a lot of businesses really struggle with. And so being able to list your position there will hopefully allow you to attract the right candidates and help speed up that hiring process a little bit more for you. Another feature that we have coming out that I'm super excited about will be a community events calendar. So if your organization is hosting a business-focused event, such as a networking event, you're welcome to add it to that calendar. So that way, any of our website visitors who go to it will be able to see events that are happening in their area or even across the state if they want to travel. And they'll be able to find out more information and attend the events themselves. So that's something that isn't available yet, but will be coming soon as we start to build out Massachusetts Business Network more and really find ways that we can continue to serve the business community throughout the state. That's a rundown of what we offer and really what we're about. So Like I mentioned, my biggest goal here with Massachusetts Business Network is to show up, serve, and connect. So really being able to provide you with the tools that you can use to grow your business or your organization, help really establish yourself as a thought leader within this state that I'm so grateful to call home, and be able to make connections with other professionals while you're doing so. So being able to find people in your community who would be a good referral for you, would be a good client or customer for you, who you could send business to, even just building friendships, which is something that's so important. That's what I really am here to focus you on. We're here to be the number one trusted source for all of your business needs. So if you need to hire a law firm, we want you to know that you can go to our directory and find a law firm that serves the exact needs that you're looking for. If you have a really exciting company news, such as a 50th anniversary celebration for the start of your business, we want to provide our article section as a way for you to share that exciting news with the entire state. And if you are doing something really awesome in your business or in your career, we want to be able to highlight that through our podcast. So we provide all of these tools and resources to you to help you elevate your awareness and be able to attract the right people and really start to build and cultivate those relationships. I'm keeping this episode super short because I wanted to really just lay down what we have to offer, and you will be hearing so much more from me in the many months to come as we continue to push out new episodes, launch new features, and just bring in really cool people to help us spread the word about what we're doing. So stay tuned for what's going to come next. But I look forward to having you here on Right Here in Mass. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.